This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm really excited to have him back on the show. There's been a lot of excitement in his stock, and that is Andy Whelan. He is the CEO of Bioelectronics Corp. Well, if you've been hiding under a rock, one of the greatest things that's happened to them in the last 30 days is that they got one of their products FDA approved. It's going to be on the shelves here in the States soon. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. Andy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement, what your company does, and then you and I are going to get into some serious Q&A. Before we do that, I do want to give a disclaimer. I own 900,000 shares of BIEL. Andy, take it away.
Good for you. Well, you know, the big difference and the importance of getting the FDA to clear it, which took quite a while, was to be defensive about the FDA is that the understanding of the medical community or the device community was that pulse electromagnetic therapy is a sender of electromagnetic therapy or continuous form. When the devices were pulsed to preclude the accumulation of heat, the FDA and the rest of the world sat back and said, hey, well, if there's no heat, what the heck is the mechanism of action? How does it work?
Okay. Exactly. How does it work?
All right. So that's the key thing. We did get the FDA a good supporting documentation, both from physiological and clinical evidence. And the reality is it's not the heat. It's the pulsing. So it's the pulse rate that taps the efferent nerves. And that goes back to what's a current understanding of what pain is, or centralization of pain. Pain is actually a physiological effect, not in the brain, but in the nervous system. That's why people would, good example to me is amputees. Amputees have pain in a missing limb. Well, you know, why is that? It's because the central nervous system learned the pain. And what our device uniquely does is disrupts that pain signal going up to the brain and coming back. So our device is ideally suited for chronic pain people. People with chronic pain have chronic pain because nothing else works.
Exactly right.
So we have the only thing that's really showing real effectiveness and exceptionally good cost-benefit.
Well, you know, I've used your products. You sent some to my office. I passed it out to my team. We all agree that, you know, we saw a difference in our pain level and everything. But let me ask you this. The size of the pulsate thing is no bigger than a quarter. What if you made that a half a dollar size? Would that be a faster reaction? Would that take more pain away?
Well, no. The effective therapeutic area is under the antenna. The small piece is just the electronic chip or the microchip that operates and the battery. And so increasing, you know, we don't have to increase the area coverage. We have, 10 centimeters on the diameter of the device. That's more than enough. And we have a smaller device, which is down to 8 centimeters, but for chronic wound things. The key function, like I mentioned earlier, is the pulse rate, all right? So we have developed a new product for chronic wounds, which has a different pulse rate.
I see.
And so, in duty cycle. So the improvements over time at this juncture, we believe, is going to be increasing the duty cycle or pulse rate. So we need to do some clinical data. The physiological evidence is good, shows that it does increase the effectiveness, but we need to make sure that it works in a clinical setting, which goes back to the original issue. The issue is really what is your device now? You know, so we were able to keep the classified in the pulse electromagnetic device so we could get it cleared by the FDA. But the reality is what we're treating is neurological disorders. So the market opportunity is much larger than we initially thought for musculoskeletal pain or pulse electromagnetic devices. So we're not going to start testing on migraine headaches, diabetic neuropathy, and overactive bladders, which are really basically neurological disorders. And so the market opportunity for the device is significantly greater than we initially thought.
Well, let's talk about the buzz in the air. You know, people want to know what's going to be the significance of the recent FDA non-prescription market clearance. I know that you're in thousands and thousands of stores in Europe. What are we going to be doing here in the United States here in the next two or three quarters?
We're talking to a couple of the major OTC product companies that could get to license the retail products into the essentially the worldwide market and the U.S. Meanwhile, you know, this company's has 12 employees. We really need a partner that has access and boots on the ground in the 200 markets around the world. So ideally, we can get that done. Short of getting that done, which, you know, we're in good conversations with essentially four of them right now, we're going to start launching in the U.S. markets into the Walgreens, because, you know, we're in the Walgreens boots in the U.S.
Absolutely, yeah.
And to, you know, Walmart and CVS, the major chains, which constitute most of the market. And we'll pick up the others as we go along. I mean, the major benefit of the product is it's the only thing that really works for chronic pain. People that have chronic pain need really an adequate reduction in the pain level so that they can get a full night's sleep, you know, a whole night's sleep, not get up and take drugs or anything, and get up the next morning and restore daily activities so they get their life back, they get in movement. I mean, our customers.
And not to mention, there's no side effects.
Yeah, and that's the other part of the day is we go back and look at and talk to, we have a registry of 12,000 users of the device, actually slightly more. And what we find, we had about 90% customer satisfaction level because we give them back a full night's sleep. We give them restoration of their daily activities, and we don't have the dire side effects that they have. I mean, the amount of constipation and discomfort out there from using the drugs is just terrible. And, you know, when we survey those patients or users, they have an 8.2 average pain level on a scale of 10.
Absolutely.
These people live in absolute misery. Now, the other major effect is that it's really a very effective alternative for opioids. So, you know, which is a really dire problem in this country.
Absolutely.
And I was stunned. In the UK, 40% of the users are people who were using opioids. So we get 72% of them to significantly reduce the amount of opioids they're using. And about 27% of them get off it completely. And so, you know, as an alternative, particularly for people with back pain, which never goes away, and you can't keep taking opioids. So this is really an ideal product. And it's the most innovative thing that's happened in pain management in the last 50 years.
Absolutely. My guest today is Andy Whelan. He is the CEO of Bioelectronics Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. I want to talk to you about a couple things. One, I want to talk about the sales on Amazon. When is that going to happen? Is it already in there? Did you have to send them products? Give us the elevator pitch of your sales on Amazon.
Yeah, and in the UK, we're actually the leading product, analgesic product hub. We've only been on Amazon in the U.S. for actually a couple of days now. I forget what day we actually put it up. And we haven't really supported it yet. But we're on, you can get it on Amazon in the U.S. Now, what's important about that is two things. essentially, I believe we cracked the code on selling medical device. Most people are, particularly chronic pain users, they're skeptical because nothing else has worked. All the drugs they take don't relieve their pain. You know, the medical treatments they get don't. They're dissatisfied with pain management doctors, so forth. And what we do is we have it up on Amazon for $9.95, which includes delivery. So we sell them a 7-day trial device. There's two things about that. There's no on and off switch, so they can't turn it off because we want them to keep it on until we essentially mitigate the pain for them. And so, and it's important that they pay something for it rather than just hand out samples. And we know from everyone that uses it, 70% of those people are going to get effective pain relief. But from that, we get an average of 1.3 sales from 80% of those people. So for, 2.7 average unit use. And we're finding over people that are on longer-term use are using it or are buying more. They're buying an average of 4.5 units. So, you know, the key benefit from for investors' interest is this is a device that people are going to keep using, and the reorders are very good and very strong. And so the key to us right now is, and that's the crux of our marketing, is to get people to try that device.
Absolutely. And I believe you had a campaign called Try and Tell.
Yes. Nice caption name, I think, but it reflects it because the tell is we go back and ask them what, you know, we now have data on people that have used the device for 16 months. And actually we find that in the initial 30-day survey, they have a 57% reduction in pain level, which for pain, that's a staggering number. But after 6 months, we get them up to 60%.
So, I want to switch gears here for a second. I want to talk about your metrics. 2014, you guys did about $1.2 million in revenue. 2015, you did about $2.3. I assume in 2016, when the numbers are coming out, you're going to do anywhere between $2.3 and $2.7 million in revenue. What is the, I know this is a forward statement, but there's so much talk out there about your forward earnings in 2017 now that you got FDA approval. Can you give us a little bit of some sort of metrics of what you think might come to fruition in 2017?
Yeah, the answer is it's a question of how fast we can get on the shelves at the major chains and how much, you know, because most of them, like Walgreens has 14,000 stores now, but they're not going to give you all 14,000 stores to start with. So it's a matter of when can we get on the shelf and how fast can we ramp up the marketing.
And what's the answer to those questions?
We assume we'll have good market acceptance because we have a track record. But the first year is hard to tell because, I mean, the market, and there's 1.5 billion people in the world, there's at least 116 million in the U.S., that are chronic pain sufferers.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of how fast we get them. I mean, the company goal is to get 10 million people as long-term users or users of the device for their chronic pain, and that makes us a very substantial company. Based on our current numbers, you know, we're going to hit that $1 billion mark some point.
Your guys' float is around 16 billion shares. We got plenty of money to go forward with buying the product, putting it in the stores. Can you give us any metrics on that?
Yes. The answer is that it depends on whether we get a partner or we have to raise capital and put the inventory on the shelf ourselves. If we get a partner, we should be able to get a healthy prepayment on the product, and God willing, we won't need any additional capital.
And let me ask you this: how are you guys going to market the device now that you got the FDA approval?
Well, I think the key is to use our try and tell method, because you know the problem that people have with the skepticism that a device, this little device that looks like an antenna, can actually solve the problem that no one else has solved, and so the key to the marketing is the ability to sell the $10 and under 7-day trial device. And, you know, everybody else has to charge $40.
Right.
Or in some cases, $250 for people to try the device. We know if we get them to try it, we're going to get 70% of them. Or we're going to get, for every trial we get out there, we're getting at least 1.3 additional sales of the 30-day device. And the 30-day device is an extraordinarily good benefit. I mean, we're selling 720 hours of therapy with an on and off switch. That's effectively 4 cents an hour. So compared to
around $30.
Yeah, for $30. So if you use it all night and sleep 8 hours, which most people I assume don't, you're talking about 25 to 30 cents for a night of therapy. And about 75% of the users only use it as needed once they get, you know, we get mitigate their sense of pain.
Absolutely. Andy Wheeling is my guest today. He is the CEO of Bioelectronics Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. In closing here, Andy, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, I think it's essentially, you know, what's your next step forward? What exactly are you going to be doing, you know? Now, like I said, you know, we're going to get the U.S. launch, whether we do it with a partner or we do it on, start it with on our own. We think we can get, we're in negotiations in the U.K. and Canada to get reimbursement for the product. You know, free is the best-selling word out there, so we think we have a good case to show that we're highly cost effective. And as I mentioned earlier, we have a whole line of new clinical trials going on, so we have much more product to develop. We're going to, you know, like the overactive bladder.
You got a lot of things in R&D is what you're telling us.
Yeah, we have an extraordinarily good pipeline. We should be the envy of any pharmaceutical company in terms of the ability to keep developing new products.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. You know, your market cap's around $30 million, which I for your type of company and your product, I think is very undervalued. You're in the double zeros, which I don't think you guys will be there very long. And I wish you nothing but success. And I hope that you come back on the show in 40 or 45 days and give us an update.
That'd be very good. I appreciate it.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.